Those arriving for the board's meeting were greeted by students holding signs with messages such as, "My education is not for sale," an education before administration.
I'm supporting the teachers. I don't think any of them should be laid off.
Sarah Lane is a women's studies major. She hopes the governor and state lawmakers get the message about what's happening at the university.
We all care about Western Illinois University, and we all care about our teachers, and we need higher education and opportunities for everybody.
University employees got the opportunity to address the board during the meeting.
The president and his administration led us to this moment by failing to stem, let alone reverse, enrollment decline, and by failing to retain the students who did enroll.
WIU is not a business, it is not a technical college, it is a university, and a university has to protect and promote the liberal arts.
We are being violated by forces beyond our control by a state government that doesn't even know who we are. They have never met us, most have never visited our community and our homes.
Those are faculty members Bill Thompson, Uta Chamberlain, and Robert Hieronymus Wendt. The meeting lasted more than an hour, even though the agenda included just a single item, a resolution authorizing staff reductions. It was approved 5-1. Phil Hare cast the only vote against it.
I do not believe this is in the best interest of the university. I don't believe this is in the best interest of the faculty and their families. I know what it's like to see a plant closure. These are just not people, they're families. And it's a community.
While other board members also expressed regret, they felt the state's declining financial support for higher education left them with no other choice. Carolyn Ellert Fuller has served on the board since 1998. She never thought Western would reach this point.
But I think what we are facing now is, after many years, even decades, the state of Illinois has gotten itself into a bad spot. And we are sitting around this table having to manage some of the fallout. It's very difficult.
Western is trying to slash spending by some $10 million for the fiscal year that starts in July. While the board authorized staff reductions, the details are still in the works. University President Jack Thomas says his administration will continue working with employee groups to come up with the best cost reduction plan possible.
Absolutely, anything is possible, but we have to start somewhere. This is just a start.
Thomas says it's difficult to know how many people could lose their jobs. He says he plans to remove tenured teachers from the layoff list, which will change the numbers. But Thomas says there will be layoffs in programs with low enrollments. Budget Director Matt Bierman says the layoff list that had been proposed would have saved about $3.3 million. He says the university will turn over every stone as it looks for ways to save money. Rich Egger reporting.